The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with a huge smile on my face. But in these times, Tom Fairbanks, it's about all we can do, right? Makes us feel better. Big smile.
Smiles seem to do that. They work.
They do work. Hello, everybody. Bill with you, along with Tom Fairbanks. Tom on the other side of the glass. And together we welcome you to the program, Buckmaster. And it's Tuesday. It's the 7th of April. Well, we've got 1 week down in April. And about three more to go. We are practicing safe distancing while bringing you and people together from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. We're on 1030 Tucson's Voice for trusted news talk. Anywhere in the world live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the program live on kvoi.com. Podcasts available for you 24/7, buckmastershow.com. The live line number, 790-2040, if you'd like to join us on the live line. And we'd go now on the live line up to Phoenix, and Doug Nick is with us. Doug is a spokesman for the Arizona Department of Transportation, where very big changes are coming to ADOT. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bill. And before we get started, I do appreciate the idea of having a smile on your face. I have a thing I invented a couple of years ago. I'll just briefly share it with your listeners. Every once in a while on my Facebook page, my personal page, I will declare what I call a cookie noon. And all you do is you go have a cookie, because you can't be unhappy if you're eating a cookie. At least that's my theory. So since it's 12:06, I'll just declare a cookie noon for your listeners and listen to the show, but go have a cookie.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. I had a big cookie from our favorite bakery, Mona's Danish Bakery. Doug, it was the biggest peanut butter cookie I think I have ever seen in my life. Think about a Frisbee, and almost like 50% larger than a Frisbee. I don't know how Chief Baker Steve and Michael, his assistant, even got that sucker into the oven. It was huge.
I can tell it made you happy.
This is
unassailable as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, so. I'm still happy from that cookie. What's going on with MVD?
Well, you might want to have a cookie next weekend. because not this coming weekend, but starting on Friday at 5 p.m. on the 17th, so about 10 days from now, at that time, we are going to be doing something that we've been planning for more than 5 years, and that is we will be taking the computer system that supports and operates all of MVD operations and has been doing so for, get ready, 35 years.
What?
Yeah.
That was the early day. That's like the original computer.
Well, we're getting our money's worth out of it. Let's put it that way.
Whoa.
And it's time to say goodbye to what is an obsolete system. It's served us well. Obviously, we've done all we can over the years to upgrade and so forth. But at some point, you get to a point where you just have to replace it, and we are there. So what's going to happen starting at 5 o'clock on the 17th and go through Tuesday the 21st? So this is a substantial period. We will be shutting everything down for MVD. That's the offices. The services provided through the third-party offices and Service Arizona will all be dark. Now, the third-party offices, many of them have other businesses that they do, and they'll stay open, but they just can't provide MVD. And the reason is, again, we have to take out the old system, and you can't just roll in new elements of the new system. It's like you've got to change everything at once. Now, in order to do that, we have to shut everything down and install the new system and stress test it again and again. We're going to do mock transactions. We're going to have people in our offices. We're going to have a lot of our employees still working, just doing mock transactions and so forth, just to make sure that when we do go back live, everything's working the way it should be. And so this is going to be several days of true inconvenience for our customers, but it's going to be followed by a much better system for your in-office experience and especially for your online experience, because we'll be able to do a lot more things online, that's extremely important, because that's where commerce, regardless of the COVID-19 situation, where I think we're all learning, even if we're forced to, how to do more things online, regardless of that, that's really where things are going in the world of commerce, doing things online. And that doesn't mean we're shutting down offices forever or anything like that. We're going to have MBD offices for the foreseeable future, and we're going to be fully staffed as we are now for the foreseeable future. But we recognize that so much more can be done on the web, so this new system will expand our capabilities there.
The timing, Doug, Nick, COVID-19, but this shutdown had been planned for months. This really has nothing to do with COVID, does it?
Not at all. As you say, we've been planning this for a very long time. And the circumstances, the COVID-19 situation came along, and it has truly affected how we do business anyway. Our offices are running at a much lower volume by design to create social distancing. We are urging people in general to go to servicearizona.com first, just to see if maybe what you need to have done, you can do there. About two-thirds of what you need to have done right now can be done anytime on your schedule, middle of the night if you're awake, whenever. You can do a lot of things, registration renewals and so on, which is the most popular one. And so because of the COVID-19 situation, it's a something of a silver lining in that we've already seen a forced disruption to our office operations. So having this come during this time perhaps is a little less of an inconvenience than it otherwise would be. But clearly the online portion being down for this period is undoubtedly an inconvenience. We apologize for that, but we really have no choice but to do this in order to get our new system going.
Are there some delays because of COVID-19, driver's license, this real ID deadline we've been hearing about?
Yeah, a couple of things. Those are the two most prominent. The governor issued the executive order about two weeks ago, saying that anybody whose driver license expires between March 1st of this year and September 1st of this year automatically has that license extended by 6 months. So it's already in our system. It's already done. If you're one of those people, you don't need to do anything at all. You just need to come back in 6 months from whatever your expiration date is, come back and then renew. You've been given that 6 months grace period. Law enforcement is aware of this, so if you did happen to get pulled over for speeding or something like that, that's going to be updated in the database that they see. It's the same database we have. They see it. So that's not going to be a problem. We would just recommend that people just wait 6 months and then come in and get that renewed. You can order a duplicate online and we'll send it to you. But if you do that, you'll still need to come back in 6 months. So it may be a waste of your time and money to do that, since it's not really necessary. Other thing was real ID. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Doug.
The other thing was real ID. The president did extend that deadline by a full year to October 1st of 2021. So in Arizona, we call it the Arizona Travel ID. And it's still an important thing, but during the COVID-19 situation, we're asking people to take a pause. When we're through this situation, we can kind of ramp up our efforts to get the travel ID. That was going very well until this health situation came up and kind of put the brakes on so many things, as we all know. So just go ahead. If you're planning to get the travel ID, continue to plan to do that after the COVID-19 situation clears up.
And Doug, in the remaining minute now, go ahead and summarize what is going to be happening. If folks are just joining us, this is Doug Nick, Arizona Department of Transportation. Go ahead, Doug.
So again, we will be, of course, announcing this in a news release next week and doing a lot of social media. But the ultimate situation that I want to relay is that on Friday, the 17th, at 5 p.m., we're going to shut down MBD for a computer changeover. This is to install a brand new state-of-the-art computer system. It's going to expand our online offerings. It's going to make the office experience just that much better for those people that need to come in. This shutdown goes, again, Friday night, the 17th, through Tuesday, the 21st. So if you need any MBD, get it done before then, or you can wait till after then. The good news is registration renewals are always due at the end of the month or on the 15th. This falls between that time, so nobody gets hurt that way.
All right. We bookend this interview. We started talking about cookies with you, Doug, and now it is is a nice segue into Mona's Danish Bakery, the home of the Danish Kringle down here, Doug, and going to talk about all their wonderful baked goods. So, Doug, we're going to let you go, and I'm sure you will be going to get some beautiful cookies right now. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. That's Doug Nick from the Arizona Department of Transportation. I was talking about a peanut butter cookie from Mona's. My goodness, that thing was huge. You could have actually cut it up and probably make it last a week or so, like a giant pie or something. Mona's Danish Bakery, open each morning, 6:30 to 2 in the afternoon. They're open right now. You can stop by for lunch. Call ahead if you want to put in your order, 579-1959, or go to monasdanishbakery.com. The website has the number there. There's also a link at buckmastershow.com. Here's the way it works. Just walk in to Mona's Danish Bakery, pick up your bakery goods, and then exit and take your goods home, eat them in the car, whatever. They're so good, you'll probably be dipping into that bakery bag on the drive home or back to wherever you are going. Anyway, check it out, monasdanishbakery.com. Coming up next, Shelley Fishman. And what looked like a very promising day on Wall Street is kind of starting to evaporate. We'll get the latest from Shelley right after this.
It's easy being green. Promote wind, install solar, drive electric cars, ban mining. Wait a minute! You can't ban mining! Green is good, but hey, no can do without the metals green products need from mining. If you ban mining, you'll ban everything green. And today's minds are on board, researching technologies that provide critical materials for a greener world. Being Green, another miracle from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson.
During the coronavirus crisis, Vero Amore restaurants in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland's One and Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana are still open for takeout and home delivery. You can still enjoy all your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza. They're all available for takeout and home delivery. More at veroamorepizza.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org. pemacounty.org.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
And it is Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass. Tom, I'm still dreaming of a cookie.
Well, you were talking about Mona's Danish Bakery, yeah. And I know there's at least one listener out there who's drooling over the idea of going to Mona's and getting some of those delicious pastries, but we didn't tell them where to go.
Northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise, Mona's Danish Bakery. Very easy to find. And again, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Check it out. And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you, sir?
I am well, Bill. Kind of being socially separate from, you know, the rest of the world. And that's getting old, I admit, but it's a safe and right thing to do.
Yep, and we had a very good day on the markets. We were off to a pretty darn good day. There was some pretty good news. Some of that, actually, a quick shout-out to our team in the morning here, Wake Up Tucson, with their interview with the CDC director, Dr. Redfield, announcing on the program that in his quote, that we will see a less death rate than had been anticipated because of social distancing. And that story originally was the lead story on ABC News, and then has gone, everybody has picked it up. And so there is some good news that is starting to emerge, Shelley Fishman.
Yeah, and that was the morning, and this is the afternoon, and of course it's Tuesday.
Yes, of course. So the Tuesday at noon.
The markets yesterday, in anticipation of some good news, did very, very well and opened up this morning, looking like they were going to repeat that optimism. We're down to about 140 points.
Oh boy.
Positive on the Dow right now. That's still pretty good. I mean, it's more than 0.5%. But the enthusiasm for an early end to the distancing and the restrictions and getting back to normal, I think that's waned somewhat. We also have not yet seen anything that indicates that the Russians and the Saudis and the rest of OPEC have gotten any closer to an agreement than the rumors over the weekend would have had it. When the New York Governor Cuomo did his presser this morning, he indicated that even though they had hoped to see a flattening of the curve, it just didn't quite happen yet.
Yeah, we're going to have to be a little more patient in that regard. And it's so understandable, Shelley. Everyone is shut in, or most people are shut in, and we are looking for, I think the word is, it's cabin fever, right?
Well, it sure yeah. is, but I think it's compounded or made worse by mixed messages that
yes.
we're getting from various governors and the president and his daily briefings. It's hard to know whom or what to believe, and I think that makes it all the worse. Plus, you're in the house, you can't get out, you can't talk to people. It's an upsetting time for individuals, and therefore it's an upsetting and volatile time for markets.
Well, I think the everyone's talking about a recovery plan, but is the real issue, Shelley, how far off into the future will it be before the economy begins to normalize? And I think that's a question a lot of people are asking. I'd like to hear your take.
Well, the damage gets worse every day that we still live under these conditions where people can't go to work. The economy is maybe a 25 or 30% condition of being, shut down. So the longer that goes on, the worse condition those specific industries or those specific companies, their condition gets harder and harder to turn around. So, you know, it's one thing if you're shut down for a couple of weeks, it may be painful, but you can usually borrow your way out of it.
Shelley, could you take a quick phone call from a listener? All right, let's go to Richard. Richard, go ahead, sir.
Shelley, if you were looking at your crystal ball right now and trying to make a prediction, do you think this is going to be a 3-year event, cycle event through a recession, a deep recession, when recovery, or sooner, or could it be longer? And I'll just take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thank
Richard,
you, Richard.
Thank you for the question. The question is above my pay grade. because I really don't have access to all of the research that's been done. I think 3 years is more than I've heard anybody speculate about. I think we're in recession now. I think that recession could continue for probably a couple of quarters, maybe even longer than that. The question, of course, is going to be how deep that recession becomes and how difficult it is for individual companies and individuals who have been most critically affected to get back to something like a normal business activity. I think that this recession was going to happen anyway. I had predicted that it was going to be mild and short. I'm no longer predicting that, but I would be surprised if we weren't out of or back to some small growth numbers by the end of the fourth quarter. But I think that based upon the extremity of what we're going to see over the next couple of months as the real numbers come in, because the numbers right now just reflect partial months and we don't really have good numbers, once we begin to see what's going on, we'll have an appreciation for how long this is likely to last. And then, of course, you know, we're in an election year, Richard, and in an election year, the ability of the parties to work together to make national policy that could be extreme, trillions of dollars and perhaps some tax cuts for middle class and perhaps finding new sources of revenue. Perhaps we should be raising the 21% corporate tax to maybe about 28% so that we can recover some of those tax revenues. Those are the kinds of things that it will take Democrats and Republicans working together, because this year, regardless of what happens in the election, this year we still have divided government. And so long as there is divided government, it's going to be very difficult for them to work together.
Shelley, now let me get this straight. We were down 37% on the Dow from the high point. And we are approximately where right now, Shelley?
I didn't do the math. We're at around 23,000, a little under 23,000. Keep in mind that the top was about 29,000. So that's a 7,000 drop on, let's call it, 28,700. So it's about 25%.
Uh-huh.
On the Dow. But 5% down off the Dow of the highs. We have some industries and some sectors that are more strongly affected than others. But that's a horrible number, Bill. And
I know.
As low a number as we've seen in our history. But it's a time when you can't panic. If you're an investor, especially a smaller and individual investor, you have to take a look at what your plan is, what your time frames are. This is not the time for fear to be driving decision making. It's not the time for greed to be driving decision making. Work with your advisor, work with several advisors if you possibly can, and be prepared to be calmed down when you talk to those guys or gals. Because, we all kind of have the same perspective on this, which is if you had a good plan before and you can ride it out because you don't need the money right now, you should do just that.
Yeah, and that 25% still sounds and looks a heck of a lot better than that 37%.
Well, keep in mind, only three and a half years ago, the Dow was at 17,000. we're now in the midst of this crisis at 23.
Oh, okay.
By some measures, that ain't bad.
No.
So put it in perspective. You know, all of those paper gains, as you kept them on paper, weren't spendable.
Right.
Now that they're not paper gains anymore, they're not as large as they were. They're still not spendable.
Right.
So, be calm. Do the things as an individual you need to do to keep yourself safe. That's very important. For those people who qualify, they'll be getting checks this Thursday into their bank accounts.
Wow.
Which is, a big deal. The numbers, if you're unemployed, are hardly going to pay the rent. But if you're fortunate, if you're still employed, if you're not needing that money, maybe this is a good time to take some of that money and donate it to your favorite charity.
Good idea.
Or help the people.
Help others.
Who need to be helped.
All right.
And so that's what I recommend right now. I'm sorry my crystal ball isn't as clear as it could be, but is what it is.
Thank you, Shelley. Be kind. Stay safe as we stay the course. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. And speaking of green things, so many people have decided, I just don't want to deal with the grocery stores and trying to get the produce and the whole hassle. So they're doing their own garden. Well, Green Things is the place to go for all of your home gardening needs. They have put together, they've ramped up what they call the Green Lady Hydro Business. These are small home grower type kits. They're ready to ready-made hydro kits, easy to assemble. They've got all the well-known nutrients you will need. So check it out, Green Things, and their web, they are greenthingsaz.com or, of course, zocalovillage.com. Green Things is located at 3384 East River Road. They are 50 years, celebrating their 50th anniversary, and still growing, very apropos on their 13-acre site to still be growing. It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, where we focus on your medication, how to take control of your health care. It's our Your Med segment featuring Dr. Ray Woosley, the former UA College of Medicine dean, founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley is currently a professor of medicine and biomedical information at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Phoenix. His latest creation, his latest venture, is called Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. Boy, do we ever need, at this time, a source like Credible Meds. Credible Meds, their website visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. And Dr. Woosley, I would guess that you're going to be getting a big spike in visits to your website, CredibleMeds.org, with all that's going on with COVID-19. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Bill. And you're right. Probably a 50% increase in visits. It's usually about 2,000 a day. I think it's running around 3,000 a day. And we've posted information that's available on COVID and the treatments that are out there and the many controversies that are going on, but it's hard to keep up. Things are changing very fast.
Well, one of the reasons, as I recall, when I first met you, Dr. Woosley, and you were very much involved with Critical Path Institute, which is based here in Tucson, CPATH, was to kind of fast-track medicines, still get them safely to the consumer. And boy, we're hearing so much about what is going on now in the fast track to kind of get a COVID-19 kind of therapeutic or a vaccine. What's your overall take on what you're hearing, Ray?
Well, I think back to the AIDS epidemic and how we had some drugs on the shelf that were pulled off, and they weren't perfect and they had horrible side effects, but they did seem to improve early patients early on. I wish we were there now, because we have a lot of medicines being used that have absolutely, scientifically, no evidence whatsoever that they are helping. And that's really making it very difficult to get the kind of data we need. The FDA has recommended certain drugs be evaluated and actually approved them for evaluation. But it's under an emergency use where they recommend that you capture data on whether the patient's improved or not. And a lot of people are being treated unwisely, without scientific evidence, and there's no data being captured. So we won't know whether the patients were actually helped or not. And that's one of the most disturbing aspects of this.
Well, of course, the most highly publicized one, Dr. Woosley, is chloroquine. Chloroquine is an anti-malarial drug. My wife and I took it before several trips to Africa back in the 1980s and 90s. It was generally considered, I believe, safe. However, it can cause heart arrhythmias, correct?
Well, you're absolutely right, and chloroquine is one of the drugs that's being used. Also, hydroxychloroquine, which is just a close cousin, but that's the one the president actually has recommended, that you take it to prevent COVID, and there's absolutely no evidence that it or chloroquine would do that or be safe in doing so. Chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine are effective in treating malaria and have been used to prevent malaria and arthritis also and lupus. But it has, and you would sort of ask, what does Dr. President know about this? Well, the president is hopeful, and he points out, I'm not a doctor, but he's recommending this drug, and a lot of people are taking it and demanding it for their to prevent COVID. But what most doctors would do is quickly look at the package insert that is available for those two drugs. And if you do that, what you find is the following. Chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine have a page and a half of pretty stark warnings of things that can occur. And yes, arrhythmia is one of them. But let me just read what I've pulled out of the package insert for those drugs. The possibility of blindness due to retinal injury, loss of consciousness due to low blood sugar, suicidal behavior, heart failure, potentially lethal interactions with other drugs, lethal heart rhythm disturbances that you mentioned, and yes, death. So when the president asked, what do you have to lose? You've got a lot to lose. And yes, as a physician, I've been in a position where and a patient is dying or you think is really in need of something to be done, you often do things that are unproven. And the FDA has given the approval, not of the drugs, but the FDA has actually said, in dire circumstances for hospitalized patients, you can use these drugs, but you have to know that there's no evidence that they work, and there is proven harm. So they recommend monitoring to make sure that if there is harm from these medicines, you're in a hospital environment where that harm can be detected or prevented.
So I'm a little confused, and I want to clear this up, Ray or Dr. Woosley, about some people are taking this chloroquine as a preventive, as a therapeutic, or is it mainly people that are really, really very close to death, or a combination of both? What's going on?
All the above.
Boy.
And actually, the president has encouraged people to take it to prevent COVID. And there, as I said, there's absolutely no evidence for that. There are two very poor studies, and they're not studies, it's not even, it's too strong a word. There are two reports from France of about less than 100 patients in the two studies, and it measured the amount of virus in the blood. There was no comparison to another population, so you only find that the blood viral levels went down. And there was no evidence of no report. They didn't report any adverse events. They said there were some. There was one death. But we have no idea, because we don't have a comparison group, whether that is hopeful or if that's a bad outcome. So good controlled trials are underway. And the FDA is encouraging people to enter those trials if they're available. And if not, doctors are required to report any adverse effects to the FDA. So it's a wild, wild west out there, Bill. People are taking, are hoarding these medicines. They're taking them to prevent. But doctors are using them as a last resort. But they do so knowing that there's no evidence that they're going to work, and they're monitoring the adverse events, that the kind of which I read to you a minute ago.
This is a real mess, Ray.
It is indeed. But, you know, when tragedies occur, chaos ensues. And I think what happens, we all have to really think carefully, be informed. When somebody says something on TV, our political leaders need to be very careful with the words they use. Because they can have all the hope in the world, but they should rely on the doctors for medical advice and medical decision-making. And if you ask any doctor, Dr. Tony Fauci, or any of the many doctors that have been interviewed on TV, they know these drugs have these side effects, and they know how to manage them. Mm-hmm. They would never recommend they be used for preventing an illness when there's no benefit at all from that.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley, always a pleasure. Good information, and we will continue to touch base with you. Thank you. Credible Meds website, very easy to use, crediblemeds.org. More important, Dr. Woosley, than ever before.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Dr. Ray Woosley with us on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios. Very important information is coming up after the break about information you need to know if you are a pet owner about your companion animals. We're going to get the update from Pima Animal Care Center. Please stick around.
Hey, it's Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
And this is Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
Matt, did you hear that Travel and Leisure magazine just ranked the Douro Valley as a top 50 spot for world travel?
Yes, so how about Portugal and Spain for my next culinary and cocktail cruise?
Let's do it on the Douro River aboard the new Ama Douro ship from Ama Waterways.
I'll need a chef's table dinner, winery tours, and other private excursions.
Matt, consider it done.
Thanks, Ryan. Portugal and Spain, here we come. Go to bvtravel.com to learn more.
During the coronavirus crisis, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is open for one-on-one appointments only by calling 795-8226 to arrange a time with Moe or Corinne. No interruptions and no other customers. Moe will even arrange a drop-off at the store's front door and coordinate a virtual design session. Moe's Gallery, Fort Lowell and Dodge, 795-8226 and moesgallery.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
During this coronavirus crisis, Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, is still open for takeout and home delivery only. You can get all of your favorite Noble Hops menu offerings. Come pick them up, or they'll bring them to you. So check out Noble Hops on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and online at noblehopspub.com.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It sounds like a little blues there, Tom Fairbanks, which is appropriate because I don't know about you, but a lot of people have cabin fever. We're dreaming of when we can hit the road again and do some traveling. And of course, our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, will be waiting for you with open arms when it is once again safe to travel. And right now, the Memorial Day weekend Blues Festival is still on over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, as is the July event, the big event of the year, the Clay Festival, July 13th, everything to do with pottery. More information about where to stay and what to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org. Well, the story broke over the weekend about this tiger at the Bronx Zoo, a four-year-old tiger testing positive for the coronavirus. The tiger is doing very well, according to the people at the Bronx Zoo. And we want to point out, and that will be reinforced by Kristen Hassan in a moment here, that there is no evidence that our pets can spread the virus to people. Kristen is with us. Kristen heads up the Pima Animal Care Center. Kristen, how are you?
Bill, it's so good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
So we have some really important messaging that we want to do here over the next couple of minutes. Why don't you begin with this whole idea that our pets really, that there's no evidence the pet can spread this virus.
Yeah, so, you know, as the days go on, we learn more and more. And given that this is a novel coronavirus, there have been a lot of unknowns. And so we are staying up to date. The first thing that we want people to know is that the CDC and the AVMA are doing an extraordinary job of providing scientific, up-to-date information about pets and COVID. So the first thing we want people to do is check into those regularly because they have wonderful Q&As that explain everything. What the word we're trying to get out now is anytime there have been limited cases, there were a couple cats in a testing situation in China that did test positive, and then the tiger that tested positive here in the U.S. And so that leads people to ask questions. And what we know is that there is a tiny, tiny, tiny chance that an animal could be infected, a companion animal. And it's the numbers have just been so limited that they may very, very well be outliers. But what the CDC is recommending is they're saying that if anyone is at risk, it would be your pet from you, although that's highly unlikely. And so they're recommending that if you are sick, in an abundance of caution, you just don't get cuddly and kissy with your pets. You use caution when handling them, and you maintain distance with your pets if you are sick. Now, for your health, the CDC and the AVMA are saying there is absolutely no evidence that a pet could infect a person. And so pet owners can rest assured they are safe, and they just need to keep up with that latest information to keep their pet safe as well.
Let's get the update also from you, Kristen, about how you have been very successful in finding fosters, and pretty much the whole shelter has been evacuated and animals going to fosters. What's the update on that?
So when this sort of started, we realized that we needed to shift our operations, and there were a couple of reasons for that. This couldn't have really happened at a worse time for animal shelters, ours and all over the U.S., because it's the beginning of puppy kitten season. And last April and May, we took in nearly 4,000 pets from the community. And so the concern was when COVID started that we knew adoptions would be slowing down. And so we asked people in line with the National Animal Control Association's recommendations to suspend non-essential intake. So if they could hold an animal, hold it. And at the same time, we started asking the community, can you help us foster? And the response was like nothing we've ever seen before. We have had hundreds and hundreds of people sign up to foster. Most of PAC's population is being housed in foster homes right now. And that's a good thing because we're trying to minimize human-to-human contact. And we're also trying to conserve precious PPE and other medical supplies. So having most pets in foster is really good, and we need to keep it that way through the duration of coronavirus. And to everyone who's all the 1,100 people who are fostering right now, thank you, thank you. You are doing a great service to Pima County pets.
How about the surgical unit? You're still up and running at the unit.
Yeah, we're only performing non-essential services right now. So we're not routine services. Routine surgeries are on hold. And that was a recommendation from the AVMA and the Association of Shelter Vets. And that really came from the Surgeon General a few weeks ago, asked people to try to suspend dentists and doctors doing non-essential surgeries to hold off on those. So we're really doing the emergencies and urgent situations, but it's a huge county and we have a lot of those. We take in many pets that have been, they are hurt, they are sick. This is the beginning of puppy season. So in one two-day period, we took in 15 puppies with parvovirus. So we're really focusing on those emergency essential services that we provide while trying to reduce the number of people coming into the facility.
Do you have some room for fosters? How can they help?
Okay, so that's a great question. We've made everything really easy on the website, and we're asking people to sign up on the website. We have a form, and what you do is you sign up and you tell us a little bit about your living situation, what kind of pet you want to foster, and then when that pet comes in, we call you and we match you up and you can come get that pet the same day. So it lets us move animals through the shelter much more quickly. And if you want to sign up to foster or adopt or want to know anything else about pets, and COVID, we just put up an FAQ on the website. People should just go head over to the Pima Animal Care website, and you can learn all about what services we are providing and how you can help.
Do you need any supplies, Kristen?
We do. So we've already started to get calls from people who are experiencing impacts of COVID, not sick people necessarily, but people who have had job loss or having trouble finding food for their pets. So we need donations of food and other supplies and donations to the Friends of PAC, because we're going to be our sort of phase two of PAC's response is community relief efforts. We know there's going to be a lot of struggling people, and we're going to need to help. So any donations of any kind are much appreciated, and they are being immediately redistributed to the community members who need them.
And this is also probably a good time for you and all of your wonderful employees doing a deep clean probably at your facility, because you do have animals in foster right now.
So, well, people keep saying, are you cleaning once a week? Are you sanitizing? And my answer to them is we're cleaning and sanitizing about five times a day right now. We've moved most of our services to telephone and remote services. We're starting up telehealth for foster pets, which is something we've never been able to do. So we're changing a lot of things, but we are being so cautious. We really, what we wanted to make sure of is that every staff member, volunteer, and member of the public who engages with us at this time stays safe. So we are using every precaution you can, and we're telling everyone the average dog leash is 6 feet long. So if you don't know what a safe social distance is, you just lay a dog leash on the ground and it shows you.
All right. Give us some information about where people can go, websites, phone numbers, whatever you would like, Kristen.
Yep, it's PimaAnimalCare.org, or you just Google Pima Animal Care Center. That's the easiest way to find us. That FAQ is on the page. So if you're a pet owner and you're wondering, how should I prepare for this? That's a big question we've been getting. What if I get sick? What do I need to know? All that information is on the website, and it's basically boils down to two things. Have 2 weeks of food supply and medications for your pet, and have a neighbor, a friend, a family member, someone who has both a key and instructions on how to care for your pet. The best thing for pets right now is to be sheltered in place. We're trying to reduce the pets coming in here, and so we're trying to have every pet shelter in place with sick owners who don't need to be hospitalized. So those are the things you need to do to prepare, but all that information is on the PAC website.
Thank you, Kristen Hassan. Always a pleasure, Kristen.
Good to talk to you, Bill, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kristen Hassan, Pima Animal Care Center. Coming up tomorrow, I've been looking forward to this conversation for a long time with our faith contributor to the Buckmaster Show, Father Robert Hendrickson, will be with us, and he will be talking about how churches have had to adapt and go online. We're looking here at a Holy Week online with Easter coming up on Sunday, and of course Good Friday is coming up this Friday. That's coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. On behalf of Tom Fairbanks, engineering and producing, hope you have a great afternoon. We've got the Dave Ramsey and his Money Show next.